Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. What's going on these days?
Speaking of a guy that has a wisdom of Solomon right now, and we want to get a little advice from you. What's going on with the electors?
I don't know exactly. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we have a news blackout going on. I just can't find out anything substantial out there, anything that I can trust. So, you know, I feel like I've been really lost. You ever had that feeling like when you're in the middle of like Kansas or Missouri and you feel landlocked? That's how I feel with the news. I have no idea where to get valid news anymore. I've been getting it all from people on social media, which is a horrible place to get it, but that's where I'm
doing. Yeah, but you're a believer that Trump
can. More accurate than the regular news source.
You're kind of. Can you talk a little closer to your phone because it's kind of hard to hear you?
How's that?
Maybe you're in a tunnel, or maybe Mark Zuckerberg is listening to us. He might have your phone.
Oh yeah.
And we got a third party right now. And what I was thinking, Tim, is you're still of a thought that Trump can still win it with this Electoral College, or is that?
No, I don't know about the Electoral College. The only way he could win that is he's got to go after and discredit the swing states out there. I mean, there's evidently tons of evidence, but nobody's paying attention to it in terms of these machines and whatever. I also hear Dominion is countersuing people who are speaking against them. So I don't know what to believe. I don't know which way it's going.
Well, then why was that okay. If the Electoral College is based around what the judges say, what the judicial system says, which is not in the Constitution as far as I, because this must be separate. This state's rights are supposed to be. John Roberts doesn't want to let Trump win because he's afraid of chaos in the street. He's not afraid of the Trump supporters. He's afraid of the Biden supporters. So what's that tell tens of millions of Americans? But is the Electoral College, if the electors, like you explained very good to me months ago, very in a nice, plain way, if the state representatives, when that goes into the Congress, if it does, if it gets that far, the elector, each state gets one vote, right?
That's correct. That's if the 12th Amendment is enacted at that point and it goes down to the House, which has only happened three times. And the last time was like in 1870, somewhere around there. But that hasn't been in the 20th century or the 21st century for that matter. But I don't know what to tell you on this, Bill, because it's scary what's going on in here. I can't figure out why they can't take on this evidence and substantiate this evidence. If the evidence is correct, I mean, that's damning evidence that's out there. Now, we're hearing a lot about cyber attacks, about Russia, and about China, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all going back to Trump's 2018 executive order that said anybody who from outside the country is affecting the election somehow, he has the authority to stop and go out and fix that. And I think that's what he's going to do. I think he's been waiting for all this cyber stuff to come on in. And that's going to give him the excuse to go on in and really go through this. So I think if I was a betting man, no, there's not going to be a inauguration on January 20th, at least not with Biden.
Okay, if he does that, let's say he does that, and you're up on all this. You understand the Constitution, you understand the articles and the amendments and all the parts of the Constitution that we hold dearly, and we expect our judges on the Supreme Court, especially conservative judges, Republican, like John Roberts, who was appointed, put in there by Bush, and he does not like Donald Trump, but Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas, Judge Roberts, I think I said, did I say Thomas? Judge Roberts. Judge Roberts. And Thomas and Scalia, not Scalia, but who was the other judge that went along with the other?
Now you got me.
He wasn't the ones that Donald put into the Supreme Court seat. It was there was two of them, and they were for it, especially Judge Clarence Thomas, who's been on the court for so many years, and he could see what they're doing to this man, this president. And yet John Roberts who is afraid of chaos in the streets. At least this is what the rumor is. I don't know if I didn't hear it, but this is what I've heard. And I know you're not hearing it either. And even Tommy was saying, you know, he posts stuff sometimes on Facebook, and he put, what'd you put on there, Tommy? Tell what you did today. He posted something. My producer, this is Tim. And what'd you say? You said the swamp. So the rats have become Democrats, you know, the swamp rats in other courts. This is what we're not hearing, the freedom of speech. And if Trump gets all these computers, is it going to end up back in the Supreme Court again?
That's what I would hope so, that somebody should take on. I mean, if they can substantiate that, yes, these things are corrupt, and it sounds like the evidence is there. At least that's what I'm hearing. If they can substantiate, yes.
Well, then Trump could maybe he could make a fund for his defense, like he did the wall, and he could take some money out of the defense for Trump's reelection, you know, committee. Then he won't have to reach into his pockets, or he won't have to ask the people for money. And I know it's a stretch, but I'll tell you one thing, Tim. 2020 has been a stretch. And when Donald Trump came down the escalator in 2015 and became president in 2016, it's been a ride all the way. But he has made this country so much better, and so many people love him. And I know that they're bailing on him. The senators are bailing on him. The Congress,
right.
Even Mike Bilirakis, who I love, Mike's vote for that stimulus bill, I heard. You know, I looked at the chart and I can't believe it. You know, his father would have. I don't think his father would have, but I can't believe it. You know,
I saw his dad just last week too. He's a good man. The other thing that amazes me out of all of this, Bill, is that this has been just a huge civics lesson as far as I'm concerned. People are now starting to talk about the Electoral College, now starting to get that, the 12th Amendment, all that stuff, voter fraud, whatever. But I've been talking to a lot of naturalized citizens, you know, and I wrote about this recently. I have a friend who's from the Ukraine, Albania, and another one from Greece. And they're all just appalled at what they're seeing. They've all gone through the naturalization process. They've all voted and so on. The Ukrainians said that the elections, these elections that we have here, made her native land look good. And you got to remember, Ukraine is notorious for corruption.
Sure.
Now it's cleaning up its act. The Albanian said he wasn't really allowed to vote in his country. You know, everything was prearranged by the regime. So he really loved the idea of being able to vote. But after going through this process, he said he no longer trusts the voting process, and he especially doesn't trust the press. And the Greek said that the elections in his native country were worse than the American version, but not by much. He considers the Greek elections corrupt and believes the Americans are going down the same path.
And you know,
we're the laughing stock of the world right now.
Yeah.
God damn it, we should come clean on all of this voter fraud.
Well, that's what we got to do, and that's why Trump needs to stay in there. Like you said, he can't concede. He's got to push it right to the limit, and he needs people to back him, and he needs, there's going to be a big march, supposedly, in January 6th. It stopped the steel march, and he says to get crazy wild, you know. They just don't want to start taking statues down like Antifa, you know, because this is what they want. But he's still the commander-in-chief, and, you know, people are following what he wants them to do, because so many people have seen a president, promises made, promises kept, the first time in so many years that this has ever happened, you know?
He's been the best president of my lifetime.
Mine too, and I'm a little older than you, but we're both probably voted the same year. I voted in 1972, I think that was my
72
first.
72 is my first vote.
72, who'd you vote for, Carter?
No,
who is running?
I campaigned for Richard Nixon.
Nixon, yeah,
and
Nixon.
I still to this day would vote for Nixon over McGovern any day of the week.
Yeah, I voted for Nixon, and then I voted 76. My mother was Democrat, my father was Republican, but they didn't talk about politics. And I heard a speech by Jimmy Carter. And I said, he looks like a nice guy, peanut farmer. And my grandfather was an apple farmer, so I voted for that Jimmy Carter. But boy, did I made a mistake, because I was a shell.
You know, I always considered Jimmy Carter one of the worst worst president we ever had. But you know what? Yeah. Biden's going to make this guy look like a star.
Oh, Biden's not the half of what Harris is going to become if she gets in that seat, that Oval Office. She'll probably get rid of that resolute desk and put a probably put a lounge in there like one of those beauty parlor. You know, and AOC will probably be cutting her hair or giving her the drinks. I mean, we're in trouble if that happens, but we got to move forward because this is a country that we know how to bounce back. So we're in a revolution right now. We just got to see what happens, I guess, you know.
Boy, I would tighten up security if I was old Uncle Joe.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of getting security myself. You don't know. You don't know the security.
That'd be whack.
Yeah, we've always had a great country, and I think we still do. I think there's enough patriots left that maybe the swamp is going to continue to be drained. You know, so we'll see. But I appreciate you calling, and hey, have a good holiday season, and thanks.
Hey, don't forget tomorrow. Tomorrow's Festivus.
Tomorrow's what?
Festivus. For the rest of us.
Okay. Hey, God bless you, Tim, and thanks again. Okay, for calling.
Happy Festivus.
Hey. Happy Festivus.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And he's that guy, Tim Bryce, he's been around for many, many years. He's a political commentator. You know, he's had talk shows. He's had his own business. And he does this. He loves America. He's a smart, smart man. And he understands America. And even it's got him shaking. But what do you think Donald Trump is thinking right now?